Thanks for downloading an episode of the Yarra Elders Precious Memories Project. This project was produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne, Australia, with financial support from the City of Yarra. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, and we need your financial support to keep going. Go to 3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are warned that this podcast may contain names, voices and images of deceased persons. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
When the last breath of life is gone from my body and my lips are as cold as the sea. When my friends gather round for my farewell party, won't you pretend good evening, people. My name's Max Young, a Gunjamara boy from down the Western District. I grew up down there. I stayed down around that end for about 20 years. So I got sick of it. Come to Melbourne, ended up in Fitzroy of all places, and had a ball.
I know. I know you'll be glad when I'm gone.
A couple of pubs I can recall. One was Rob Roy, and the other was Clareton. One little thing I can always remember about the Rob Roy. You walk in the door, if you can get yourself from the door to the bar and got your beer before you got flattened, you were safe. And then the circle would keep going around and wait for the next person. But many a time I got knocked down before I got to the bar. And I got up and got myself to the bar. And as I said, the circle just kept going around and around. Then we decided, no, we're spending too much in the pub, started drinking flagons. Pooled our money, bought the flagon, went to the gardens and sitting there drinking. We run out of money, we'd go around coal biting people, enough to get another flagon, sit there and drink that. Then some of the other boys, other Aboriginal boys, would come along and they'd have one or two flagons, so we'd all get in together and they'd have a bit of a campfire going, and that to keep us warm. We weren't really cold, we were full of the fighting juice. We made our own fun to a degree. If the coppers come along, we'd all go different ways. Some of us got caught, but not many of us. Some of the lanes we used to drink in too, like Charcoal Lane, that rings big bells with me. And then some of the other lanes up there around the old gym and what have you, it was really good. Enjoyed it. Look at me today. I'm now in my 60s, and I'm talking nearly 40 years ago, 43 years ago. A hell of a lot of things have changed. But I do remember Fitzroy used to be factories and boarding houses, and that's all there was. or apart from the pub. But no one wanted to work. We'd all congregate and that in the parks, drink, you know, have a bit of a fire going, didn't worry about eating, just drinking our flagons. And that's a...
of my farewell party, but I'll go away loving you. There'll be
real good memories I've got. Just after I met Linda, which she was working in the drug and alcohol at Winjalupna, and I was going through the alcohol program down at Gallyamble. Linda and I got together 30 years we were together. After she left there, we were caretaking Caravan Park down in Cowes, Phillip Island. Before we went down there, there was always a card night come up. There was Auntie Mary Phillips, Gilla's mum, Diane Phillips, Linda, of course. There was a big mob of them, and they'd be playing for big money, Manila, and that. And I don't like Manila, and that. And it's not the township overseas, Manila. It's a game called Manila. And Linda and I, we had a hell of a lot of fun. I remember the night we got lost in the snow. We went from here, we went for a drive in the old XC, up through Eden, Lake's entrance, and then Eden. I took a wrong turn, and I thought, oh, this is right, we'll get out. And all I seen was snow. This is not our road. There was snow everywhere. First time Lindy'd been in the snow. She said, get me out of here, it's too cold. And we managed to get out of there. Before we decided to take that trip, Linda and I had the canteen at the health service in Nicholson Street. It was doing wonders, and then, of course, we had to go. When I was growing up myself down the Western District, the only work that was down there was onion bagging, spud bagging, pea picking, or if you were lucky enough, you'd get a job on the farm milking cows. I was like a jack of all trades. I had a mate, he worked at a bakery, a big bakery. He was actually the manager. Well, I'd go down there on a Sunday in the car, and he'd fill the boot of my car up with cream cakes and pies. The back seat was full of cakes and pies. And there'd be a big line of people waiting for me, for my car to pull up at the gate. I'd go in and knock on the door. Here I am. And I'd be carrying in all these trays of cakes. How many have you got today? Yeah, oh, I'm running backwards and forwards. Go and get some out of the back of the car and bring in two. I fed half the countryside down there, I think, with these cream cakes. Particularly Gilla, he had cream going from ear to ear.
You've been listening to an episode of the Yarra Elders Precious Memories Project, produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne, Australia. For more information and to listen to other episodes in this series, go to 3cr.org.au/YarraElders.